CCTA wake-up call for January the 8th and 9th, 2022. CCTA wake-up call program for January the 8th and 9th, 2022. Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake-Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins, and a group officer out at the Board of Education here in Craven County. They've got a special called meeting tonight, so Melissa and, Bob and Mary Griswold are with us. We're going to be talking to some of the people that are out here protesting this special called meeting to enforce mask mandates. I believe they're going to be voting tonight on whether or not to force the children to have to wear a mask, because evidently they're not voluntarily complying with that. So we're going to get in here and talk to a few people and see what their opinions are. And so far, it only looks like we have those that are against the mandate. We don't seem to have anybody from the other side gathering. Ma'am, your comments.
Parents know what's best for their children, and this is about freedom, and that the school boards cannot make the best decisions for their children. It comes down to freedom.
So you don't buy into it takes a village to raise your child?
It takes a parent to raise a child.
Okay. Well, that's the way it used to be. But for some reason nowadays, parents choose not to get involved in their child's education. Can you understand or comprehend why that would be?
I can't. No, I can't.
The witness at, you're here tonight. Right now there's a group of maybe a dozen people here, of parents, that have come out. Normally, the only parents you see come out to these school board meetings come to see their kids get awards and accolades and things like that. And as soon as that part of the program's over with, they get up and leave. And they're not here for the business part of the meeting, so they have no input in or influence over the school board. Now, who actually is in charge here? Wouldn't that be the parents?
Oh, and
the
absolutely the parents
board
are
works
in charge.
For who?
We elect the school board. They are elected representatives.
Well, then why do they sit on an elevated platform to look down upon you?
Well, isn't that happening all over the country?
Well, it's happened all over the country
Haven't
for a long time.
Haven't we kind of given up our power to
There you go. Now you've
the government?
There you go. That's exactly
I mean, that's
what's
incorrect.
Happened.
That is against the American way. That's against our founding principles.
Do you think our kids are being educated or indoctrinated?
They're being indoctrinated.
And that's part of the indoctrination.
They can't be educated wearing a mask or in Zoom or not in school. But schools do not need to be controlled by the government.
That's absolutely right. And that's in part of the indoctrination process. We have lost several generations now to liberal educators that have taught them that the government has the power over them.
Look,
not the other way around.
It started a long time ago in the 70s when they started teaching touchy-feely.
It started back in the 40s and the 50s.
For me, it started when they were teaching us about feelings in school and not math and
reading. So right now it's more about indoctrination and social engineering agendas. Rather than true education, like the type of education you grew up with.
It's very deep.
Very deep. Any other comments?
Parents know what's best for their kids, not the government. I'll say it 1,000 times.
You know, we're also watching in cities like Philadelphia, Chicago, San Francisco, and a few others, where the teachers' unions have decided the kids have to stay home and learn remotely. And this was a surprise, because the kids had no idea, that the parents had no idea. The parents don't even have the tools. They're left at the school because they stayed there for the holiday. The tools are at the school. The kids are supposed to learn remotely, but they don't have any of the tools. The parents have no ability to keep the kids at home safe.
Right.
All of a sudden, the world is upside down.
That's a choice the parents are making.
And this is in spite of what the governors have decided in some of these states. They have decided we will get the kids back in school. Schools will remain open. But it's these teacher unions that are shutting down these schools at the last minute.
This is also being done at a time there are studies showing the negative psychological impact of kids wearing masks. It impacts their social development, it impacts their learning, it causes depression. I mean, there are a lot, the negatives on the masks are much more than the negatives that they would have if they had COVID.
Right, it's not just physical health, it's mental health as well. Ma'am, why are you here tonight?
I'm here because I think it's horrible that this is even a subject of that we're having to deal with. The evidence against masks and what it's doing is, it's out there, just nobody's looking at it. They're following this narrative that is just keeping everybody under the thumb of government, and you follow the money, it's all, it's just so corrupt. It infuriates me, and I'm just sad. I'm sad that this is where our country has gone to, that we have to fight to be parents, to say what our kids should or should not do. Why, what is the big deal? If they're letting people have the option and they're so afraid of this Omicron variant, which is like so much less dangerous than any of the others, why are we going backwards, back to masks all the time instead of, I mean, the best thing is for these kids actually to get it and build antibodies on their own. Most of the kids and teachers and all this are vaccinated anyway. If they believed that in all that they're being told, it wouldn't even be an issue.
Right.
And the masks aren't preventing the spread. That's not what's preventing the spread.
Well, my opinion is the masks are there to induce fear into the kids.
Sure.
And into the public
in general. And it's working.
Do you know, the saddest thing to me is to watch these kids walk around with their parents out in big open spaces, and the parents don't have masks on, but the kids are afraid to be anywhere without a mask on. They have been brainwashed that if they don't wear a mask, they can't go back to school, they can't be with their friends. They are afraid.
Their grandparents.
Yeah, they are afraid to not wear a mask. What kind of mental abuse would this, I just don't know how this would ever have been tolerated in history, but I don't know.
It doesn't seem like it would have been tolerated just a few years ago.
I'll tell you one thing that scares me is that your children hear you at home, your grandchildren hear you at home. They know how you feel about this, and you've always been their protector, the one who made decisions for them. And now all of a sudden they're saying, well, mommy was fighting this and she lost. It's the school telling me what to do. It's the government telling me what to do. It's the government telling mommy and daddy what to do with their jobs, with their everything. And that, to me, is pretty much the crux of it, is that control.
And that's another one of their tactics, is division, dividing one side group against the other, pro and against, and even the family dividing the kids against the parents.
We have not been able to visit our grandchildren for more than a year, because the minute we walk into their house, they have to quarantine for 10 days.
You know, Rick, there's two things that really bother me. Is I know as a kid and understand with other kids, when you as a child saw another kid really in need and you gave him a hug, that never happens today. You're not allowed to give a child a hug today. A child to hug another child today, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to get within so many feet.
Won't look at you in the grocery store. Do you remember you used to walk through the grocery store and make eye contact with people and children? Oh, they're like little non-feeling robots. It's terrible.
That's it. They
it is a crime, and it's child abuse is what it is.
And you know, the other thing is, let's look at what a, quote, yearbook will look like 20 years from now. Oh, I remember that person, but I thought they had a full face. No, they've only got a mask in every picture in the yearbook. I don't understand.
Is that how they're doing school pictures?
Our granddaughter is in the ECU marching band, and their picture is on masks.
That is...
I'm sorry, that's laughable.
It is.
Do you know, that is
ludicrous. This whole thing is silly. If it weren't so horrible, it would be laughable. Anybody who saw from the outside and looked at what has happened in the last 2 years, I think they would just be like thinking, how could people be so stupid to follow this completely crazy path where all the real science, the real information shows something totally different than what we're being fed.
You're hitting the nail on the head again. What they have done is convinced a large part of the population that science, real science, is what the government gives you.
No.
If you don't go out and do your own investigating and look at the alternative sources of science, doctors and scientists that are heads of the same institutions, Harvard, Yale, Johns Hopkins, a lot of the same, they have the same degrees,
right.
They had the same education, they are of a different opinion. And when they speak out, they get censored.
They get censored. Yes.
They get censored. So the only science is the government-approved science.
Yeah, but you know, I said this before, that if you follow the money, because we have a lot of friends who are doctors. I was a nurse. There's certain things that you know going through school and all this stuff, but the doctors are being taught by the pharmaceutical companies that publish and write and do all the, you know,
the
and
research.
So you look at where all that money is coming and going, and that's what is feeding all this and trying to keep.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. 100% correct.
We need to look at Florida for the example of how to handle this, because from the beginning they did the 2-week shutdown, but then they said no. We need to protect our elderly population and let the rest of the citizens live their normal lives. The people vulnerable to this are the people with pre-existing conditions and the elderly. The kids are not vulnerable. If the teachers are scared, maybe they need to reevaluate. But we've gone about it exactly opposite from what the science indicates.
Well, and the problem is that people have let it happen. They haven't risen up and they haven't said, no,
that's
we're not going to do this.
Yes. Why do you
we
think
are
that
being
is?
Treated as peasants. Like, we don't know how to conduct ourselves, how to make decisions. Like, they all in the government and here at the Board of Education know how to do that.
Why do you think that is, that they're not rising up here? Because it's a global thing that's going on.
I have no idea, because some of the most intelligent people I know say things that make no sense because they bought the rhetoric and they think they're morally superior. It's infuriating. It's infuriating.
Well, I agree with you that people are not standing up like they should be. This country, the freedoms that we have, haven't just been taken away from us. So many people have voluntarily just
Absolutely.
Given them up.
They've given it up.
Given up their freedoms.
They're sitting at home.
But when you look around the world, there are other countries that there are tens of thousands in the streets. If you had something like this going on in one of those countries, this whole area, as far as you could see, there'd be people.
Oh, our country has not been challenged enough. We have not seen the downside of real suffering and real war and all that kind of stuff.
You sit, I remember a long time ago when Saving Private Ryan came out, and I watched that movie and I cried and I thought, we have no idea what real sacrifice is. We have no idea. We went to the Naval Hospital. We've been going to the Naval Hospital recently, and I was in that hospital and I saw a young man with no legs in a wheelchair, a beautiful Marine. And I thought, here this guy is, no legs, and people are giving up their rights. He's given up his legs. He was a beautiful young man. And, you know, where is the anger? Where is the appreciation for that? Where is the patriotism?
Well, the kids nowadays are being taught that those people are evil. Warmongers, and of course our current administration has been doing all they can to purge the military of good, patriotic military members. we're losing a lot of them because of this forced vaccination thing. You've got to make a decision. You give up your career or you inject something that you don't agree with into your body. And that's our government doing that.
Well, I think we change people's hearts and minds one person at a time, and you need to go talk to one person. One person. Face to face without a mask on. And ask them, let them talk, and just change one person.
Absolutely. And that's the purpose of this radio show, is that we can get the word out and try to get more people.
We need to change the culture before we change the politics. And we have lost our culture when we walked away from the Lord. And that's the bottom line on our problem.
Absolutely. That is a big part of it. When we let them take God out of the schools, take prayer out of the schools, take the Ten Commandments down off the walls and out of the public square, we started heading in a downward
spiral.
Yeah. And it's just going faster and faster and faster. Okay, well, once again, we're outside the Craven County Board of Education building and talking to people, getting their opinions on this proposed meeting on enforcing a mask mandate. We've got to hear from our sponsors, so we'll be right back.
Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call Charles Grover at 252-637-2399 or stop by the shop on 17 South in New Bern. Torque can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they can rebuild your transmission if that's what you prefer. See Torque for a variety of minor automotive repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pump. You can count on Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
The God and Country Christian Alliance has a simple mission, but it is a profound one. They want to inform and educate the public on issues of moral and political concern. They want to restore the Judeo-Christian values upon which this nation was founded to all levels of government. And they want to encourage and activate pro-family voters. Simple, but not easy. The God and Country Christian Alliance meets the third Monday of every month at Moore's Barbecue on MLK in New Bern. Meetings begin promptly at 7 p.m. and end by 8:30. To enjoy dinner with the group before the meeting, arrive between 6 and 6:30. Both the food and the company are good. Meetings include speakers and discussion, and their annual banquets are legendary. Join them on the third Monday of each month for a refreshingly candid view of the world and our place in it.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military. Just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. We're going to get back out here on the street talking to some of the parents that have showed up for this Board of Education meeting, exercising their First Amendment rights. And so far, they have all been against this proposed mask mandate. But we're going to continue talking and see just what else they have to say. All right, we have a sign here that says, "I will never muzzle my children, mask or abuse." Why do you feel like the mask or abuse when there's so much science out here to prove that they are saving lives? Or am I misled?
You are misled. Listen, I have a special needs child who has autism. He's 4 and he's going into kindergarten next year, and we're not putting him in the public school, even though they are the ones that have most of the funding for his special needs. So we're stuck between a rock and a hard place, because I will not put a mask on my child who needs to see human expression to learn and function.
That's a big part of the learning process.
That is one of my big concerns with the mask as well, with these smaller children, is that they learn how to socially interact based off, not words, expressions. And they learn to read people like that. And you are taking years of development off of these kids with these masks. So far, 2 years. Yes. That they have lost the ability to recognize and learn these very important social skills that are for adulthood.
Right. They don't know if the people around them are angry, if they're sad, if they're happy. They just have no way of knowing.
Yeah.
So they're all kind of in a stupor of non-feeling because they don't know how to feel.
Yeah, some kids have an issue understanding emotion and nonverbal facial expressions, and the masks make it even harder for them. So they just have no chance.
Absolutely. Now, you said you're not sending your kids back to public school. What alternative have you got?
Well, we have had interviews with like the Catholic school, private schools in the area. The problem is with special needs students, they don't always have the same funding available, but we will be willing to pay for extra tutoring or outside help. My son's in occupational therapy, speech therapy, all that stuff. So we're hoping that along with those resources, he can thrive in a private school if that's what we have to do.
Well, that's another issue you bring up, is vouchers. We've been fighting for a while now. We feel like that if you don't want to send your child to a public school, for whatever your reason is, that there should be a voucher to help you pay those expenses. How do you feel about that?
I agree. No child should have to suffer in the public school in a mask if there's other options available, even if their families can't afford it.
Well, they're not meeting your child's needs. Yeah. So, you know, that it isn't the right fit for him, and you should not have to pay for them not meeting his needs. I absolutely agree with
that. Well, that's another point that a previous speaker brought up, is it's all about the money. These school boards will fight tooth and nail to retain that money that the government sends them. The government, it's like they bribe them. We'll give you all this money if you comply, if you follow our guidelines, if you do it our way. If you don't, then we'll take that money back. And part of that is the kids coming to the school. If you start losing kids, you're going to lose government funds.
Yep, and that's exactly why I encourage all families to stop complying.
Absolutely. Non-compliance. And that is one of our freedoms guaranteed to us by the Constitution. We do not have to be forced into compliance. If you're complying is something you've agreed to do. It's not something you're being forced to do. Now, I understand that, you know, they are leveraging your job, your careers, all kinds of things are using against you if you do not comply, but that's still a choice each person has to make for themselves. So, and I take it you've chosen not to comply.
I have chosen not to comply.
Good for you.
Good for you.
All right, we have a gentleman here that's standing out in front of the Board of Education. Sir, why are you here tonight?
Well, about 67 years ago, I took an oath to support and defend the Constitution of this country. I haven't forgotten it.
Thank you for your service.
I don't like a bunch of unelected bureaucrats and union leaders telling my grandchildren, my children, my grandchildren, and my great-grandchildren what they can do with their bodies. It's that simple.
I agree with you, but you said unelected bureaucrats. Now, the school board is elected. Why do you think people don't show up at the polls at election time? We have one member on this school board that's got over 22 years, I believe, 23.
On the board?
On the board. He was 21 years as chairman. I've run against him twice. in the last two elections. And he overwhelmingly wins, and he doesn't even campaign. So why aren't people showing up at the polls?
It's just a mindset with people. They don't think for themselves.
What do you think?
They don't understand what's really going on.
Do you think they're getting woken up by some of the things, current events that's going on with all these mandates?
I certainly hope so. But when I'm talking about unelected officials, I'm talking about bureaucrats and union people.
Right.
Sure, these local people get elected, and I guess they can run things as long as they're in office.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that they have the right to tell parents to make their children wear masks when it's against their parents' basic beliefs to do so.
Right.
I agree 100%. And the word we're trying to get out is that's the parents' responsibility to change that, and you do that through the election process. Now, the unelected bureaucrats and the lobbyists that are owned by the pharmaceutical companies and, you know, the big money people out there.
About power and control.
All about power and control.
Sure it is.
All about gaining wealth. And the way to get rid of that is to elect people that will tell them, get out of my office, I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah.
I don't want your money, I don't need your support, I'm here to represent the people. That's how we get rid of those.
Well, we elected one guy that tried to fix it, and they destroyed him, basically. We need another one.
Well, we got another opportunity coming up, and hopefully these primaries that are coming up in the midterm elections, we'll see some good results there, and maybe we can get back on the right path.
I hope so.
Thank you for your service again, and thank you for your comments.
My honor.
Okay, it's time for us to take another break to hear from our sponsors. And folks, please go out and visit them and thank them for sponsoring CCTA Wake Up Call. Tell them you heard about their establishment on our radio show, and you came in to support them because they're supporting us. And they're taking a stand for our freedoms and our constitutional rights and liberties by helping us to get the word out. So please visit these sponsors and tell them you heard about them on CCTA Wake Up Call.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition of the Moore's family for over 70 years. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week in New Bern, Winterville, Moorhead City, Swanspur, and Jacksonville. Moore's will cater and deliver anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutritional Consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, I hope you're enjoying our interviews with the parents and protesters on the street here in front of the Craven County Board of Education Center as they have come out to take a stand against these mask mandates and to voice their opinions. Okay, I just noticed that one of the members of our education committee here at CCTA is here tonight. Are you here to speak, Glenn?
I didn't sign up because there was already, I waited for others to sign up that were parents, and so there's only six people, if they take 5 minutes, that's even allowed to sign up and speak. They've limited public input to 30 minutes, so I didn't want to take away a parent's time, so I think that's wrong.
Yeah,
it shouldn't be limited to 30 minutes, especially on a special meeting where this is their only topic, but that's what's happening tonight. So there's about eight people signed up, so I'm going to be a spectator.
Okay, well, you mentioned this special meeting, and we know that it was a special called meeting. Can you expand on why it was called and what it's all about?
Well, I mean, it was called because there is a requirement that the board does perform a review on the mask and COVID management within the school. But clearly, that normally takes place during the standard meetings. So they must have an inclination to change that policy soon, and it couldn't wait until a standard meeting. If it wasn't something of urgency, they would have waited and they would have decided then. So I'm not real optimistic that this is going to be favorable to those of us that want freedom to not have masks, and I think it's going to go towards more control around COVID activities than less because of this meeting, I fully expect.
So you're under the impression that the meeting was called, the interest in doing it was generated locally on the school board.
That's what I believe. I mean, there wouldn't be. They're the only ones that can call a special meeting.
Okay.
And they did so.
So I didn't know if there might be some pressure from Raleigh or the state school board coming down.
Now there could be, but to be honest, I haven't been watching correspondence in a way that I would know whether that was the case or not.
Okay, I haven't seen that either. Yeah. I have heard comments that maybe the reason they're doing it is because there's not enough voluntary compliance with wearing the mask. That
okay. Well, I mean, that may be true. I know if it's voluntary, I mean, I don't care for masks, and I don't think most people do. So if it's voluntary, which is the way the policy or their position on the policy is currently, I wouldn't expect you're going to get a lot of compliance. So
okay.
The only way they'll get compliance is by mandating it again, which unfortunately may be the case.
Of course, the government pushed fear factors with the new variants that are supposedly crossing the nation in massive numbers. I guess that's got the school board's attention, and they're succumbing to the fear.
Well, I think I don't even know if they're afraid, but they're succumbing to a position that I think they would rather be at anyway. It's
political
a good reason. It was a good reason for them to go back where they didn't even want to. If they had their real way, I think most of them would have been under masks straight through. So I think they got a tendency to want to be under mask. So it just seems to me they'll seek the opportunity to do so, given the opportunity.
Well, the last meeting I came to out here, and the protesters were here with their signs and all. Somebody mentioned that they had heard rumors of talks about doing vaccinations in the school. Have you heard anything in that direction? Or?
There was discussions at a board meeting in the past around having vaccination clinics, and I do believe that happened at a board meeting. I'm trying to remember, to be quite honest with you, but there was discussions about having vaccinations available in the schools, and I don't know for sure if it was spoken about in a board meeting, but I know that it was a subject that had been brought up, and I'm completely against that. Too many opportunities for parents' approval being bypassed, even if it's unintentional. There's just a lot of things that can go wrong on that. So
there's seven members on the school board. If you had to guess on how they're going to come down on this, how do you think the vote would go?
I believe the vote will go majority, go back to full masks. And I would guess there may be a couple people, maybe just one, that will vote against that. If I had to say it right now.
Okay. Any final comments?
No, we just have to. I would just say, not just on masks, but the public has to get involved with our school system. Whether you got kids in it or grandkids in it, you need to see what's going on, because it will directly impact our county and our country, and everybody needs to. This is one of the most important boards of anything, as it affects
our county. Right, it all starts local, and that's an excellent point, and I have tried to push that because, as you know, I've run for school board, as you have.
Yes, sir.
And in talking to some of the older folks, they would tell you, well, we don't have kids in school. Yeah. And you brought up an excellent point. It doesn't matter whether you have kids or grandkids in school. The future legislators and mayors and all the elected officials that are going to be on the ballots in the future are currently being indoctrinated in these school systems.
Yeah.
So it is going to affect you.
And a lot of people believe the indoctrination starts when somebody happens to go to college, if they choose to. Because I've heard that before, but it starts in kindergarten.
Yes.
And even though the system may believe that they're not indoctrinating, they believe their center.
Yes.
And, but they have been indoctrinated so far that they are way left.
Right.
And so they believe their center.
Well, if you look up the makeups of the educators in the higher institutions of education, it is extremely far left.
Yes.
I mean, that's documented facts there. But you do bring up another very good point there, in the fact that parents need to understand the difference between the education and indoctrination.
Right.
And even though we're told over and over again, it's not in the curriculum, it's not part of the study materials, it's part of the teachers that are in the classrooms.
And it is, in fact, part of the study materials. They just don't recognize it as being left-leaning, but it is in the study material.
And they call it a different name. If you start protesting this name, they're going to rename it something else and tuck it right under there.
Right.
Right. I understand that our state director of education, that's not her correct title, but it escapes me.
Yeah,
at the
state superintendent, DPI.
There you go, of Department of Public Instruction, is considering renewing a contract or signing a contract. CRT, Critical Race Theory training. She's considering signing a contract with a company on that. Have you heard anything in that direction?
I hadn't heard anything recently. She has historically said that she doesn't support it, but her actions, as it goes with contracts and other things, would indicate that that's not true. And even here at this school, if you ask any of the administrators, they will say, we do not do CRT. But there was a document that was over in the West Craven area that was clearly teaching those subjects. It was just a paper, it wasn't a book. And they did tell me that they identified that and had taken care of it. So here's the thing, they're not positively promoting it, but they're not taking a firm policy stand to keep it from happening. And that's what I've recommended to them and I've asked them to do, because otherwise they're going to continue to be reacting to problems instead of getting ahead of it where we should be.
Right. Well, I know you're ready to get into the meeting. We got off the topic of what the meeting is about tonight with masks, but when we're talking critical race theory, it's all part of the same indoctrination system. Yeah. And it's why, whether it's the mask or critical race theory or any other topic that the school board is discussing, you need to be here to hear it.
That's right.
To be a part of the discussion. And even if they only let six people, you need to try to be one of those six if you can.
And I'll add this real quickly. They have gotten better at transparency in a couple areas. And they YouTube the meetings, so they are online. So if you can't come to the meeting, you can view the meeting online and you can find out what they're talking about, and you can then you can take actions you think's appropriate to defend what you don't believe in.
And I'll have to say, I believe the reason that we have more transparency now and the fact that they are putting the YouTube videos out there and the meetings are live,
yeah,
is because of the pressure that people like you, our organization and committee, education committees and other parents that have come out here and consistently been a thorn in their side.
That's right.
And challenged them on the legality of the sunshine laws and the things that they were abusing.
Right.
And it's got their attention.
Yeah, the Concerned Parents group and our organization and others, I think, all come together. And I think the fact that people got comfortable with Zoom meetings and YouTubing over the pandemic mess probably aided with that process. So we probably hit it at a great time. And I think that's really important because a lot of people can't get to these meetings and they can see them.
Well, Glenn Fink, thank you for your comments and chairing our education committee, and keep up the good work.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Okay, once again, it's time for us to hear from our sponsors, and we hope you'll stay tuned and come back and join us right after this commercial break.
Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call Charles Grover at 252-637-2399 or stop by the shop on 17 South in New Bern. Torque can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they can rebuild your transmission if that's what you prefer. See Torque for a variety of minor automotive repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pump. You can count on Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair.
Hey folks, here's a tip. When you think firearms and ammo, think East 70 Palm. They've been on Highway 70 east of New Bern across from the fairgrounds for 31 years. Drew Preston and his staff know firearms. Gun sales have tripled in under a year, and women shooters are the fastest growing part of their business. Their great inventory, over 300 guns in stock, changes daily. And if you want something they don't have, they'll look for it. New and used, rifles, shotguns, and pistols, buy, sell, or trade. And they also have many holsters, scopes, and other gun accessories. Every member of the staff is deeply knowledgeable, and every one of them is an excellent shooter. So don't just come for the inventory. Come for the thoughtful advice. East 70 Palm, your home for firearms, ammo, and answers. Highway 70 East, New Bern, across from the fairgrounds.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition of the Moore's family for over 70 years. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week in New Bern, Winterville, Moorhead City, Swansboro, and Jacksonville. Moore's will cater and deliver anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
How would you like to buy a present, be inspired, and have your spirits lifted? It's easy. Just visit Carolina Creations at 317 Pollock Street in downtown New Britain. You'll find an amazing array of gallery-worthy paintings, one-of-a-kind jewelry, pottery, glassware, greeting cards, personal adornments, and all sorts of temptations. Everything is displayed to please the eye. Prices run the gamut from a few dollars to a few thousand dollars. Many items are by local artists and artisans. Carolina Creations has been voted Best Gallery, Best Gift Shop, and Best Jewelry Store by the Sun Journal's readers. Stop in and see why. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will let you browse to your heart's content or swing into helpful mode if that's needed. You'll enjoy a visit to Carolina Creations. That's a promise.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call as we continue to speak with concerned citizens and parents that have come to this evening's special called meeting of the Craven County Board of Education, and we'll continue to talk with some of these folks on the street. All right, there's a gentleman here tonight. Sir, what is your name?
Michael A. Genovese, sir.
And why are you here?
I'm going to be running for the Board of Education District 4, and I understand they're having a special meeting tonight about wearing masks or reinstituting the mask policy back at the Craven County Schools, and I'm not for it.
You're against the mask mandate?
Yes, I am. There's been enough reports out there saying, A, that the cloth masks are not worth the cloth that they're made out of. And if you ever read the boxes on the side of the other masks that they say, it specifically says that it's not designed to prevent the spread of COVID. And at this stage of the game, with all the vaccinations that are going around, natural immunity, I don't believe that the students should be required to wear masks. If the parents wish their students to wear a mask, that's up to the parents. It should not be up to the school board.
Okay, now you're District 4, and District 4 just changed. Right. It used to be District 3, or at least the part I was in was District 3, and now it's District 4. So you'll be running against Victor Dove.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And have you had any prior educational experience?
I was a Marine Corps drill instructor.
Well, that's better than what any any of these others have here, because I have been a previous candidate for school board on a couple of occasions, and that is one of the things that unfortunately a lot of the parents want to hit you with. Well, what's your experience?
Well,
I'm a parent. I'm a grandparent. I've not been an educator, but our whole school board is made up of prior educators.
Well, I've not a teacher. I was served in the Marine Corps for 13 years. I taught Marines how to be Marines. I was a drill instructor. I transformed civilians into Marines. When we moved up here to New Bern, I've coached middle school basketball. And I've taught young ladies how to become basketball players. I also ref high school and middle school basketball, so I'm still teaching. So you don't need an actual teaching degree to teach.
Right. Well, you're not, as a school board member, you're not a teacher anyway.
No.
That's not your function. You're to represent the parents and the citizens of the county that you're elected to represent.
And, and in this case, if I did get elected, I would listen to the parents, not like this present school board, that when the majority of the parents voted to go back to school, they said no.
Right, right.
We kept them home. And
absolutely.
That's not the way it's supposed to be. We're elected.
Well, the only official requirements is that you be of proper age and a citizen of the United States. Those are the only qualifications you have to be a school board member.
I have the age, and I am a citizen.
All right. Well, sir, I want to thank you for your service, and thank you for stepping up and running for office, and hopefully you'll be able to make a difference.
Thank you very much, and have a good night.
I do wish you good luck, and I want to say thank you for stepping up, because that's what we parents need to do. And the citizens of the community, you need to get involved. If you don't like the way it's going, step up and get involved. And you, sir, have stepped up to the plate. And thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Have a good evening. Well, that concludes our interviews with parents and concerned citizens on the street here at the school board this evening. You know, CCTA, Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, is a grassroots, nonprofit, nonpartisan organization that advocates for minimum government and maximum freedom. And that's why we do these things. We are dedicated to the preservation of free enterprise and the United States Constitution. And we believe that excessive taxation upon citizens is unconstitutional, it's immoral, and it's a complete contradiction of success through the free market system. So we are dedicated to serving our community, our state, and our country by oversight, research, public education, and advocacy in the legislative, executive, and judicial branches of government. So that's why we come out here and do these types of events. And it's to interact with the public and to help to educate people on what their freedoms and their constitutional rights are, and just to get the information out on what's going on in our communities and in our legislative areas, so that you as a citizen will be more informed, and hopefully we can encourage you to get more involved. So hope again that you enjoyed this evening's interaction with other parents and citizens. Regardless of your stance, if you're for or against, we'd love to hear from you. You can go to our website, cctaxpayers.com. We have feedback buttons there, and you can interact with us there on our website. You can also find out about our next scheduled meetings, and we have monthly meetings that are free and open to the public, and we bring in speakers on important topics and issues that affect you and your community. And those meetings are held the third Tuesday of every month, downtown New Bern at Stanley Hall Ballroom. And we find that people are very interested in the process and are willing to participate. And we're just glad to be able to offer that opportunity to come in and interact with your elected officials, because we do candidate forums. We bring them in and try to hold them accountable because of our watchdog committee functions. And we say, hey, you know, this is something we're interested in. We want to know how you're going to handle it or what you're doing about it. And then they get to hear from you, the citizen, if you're there participating. Because we have question and answer sessions at the end of the meetings. And you, it's just part of being involved in your local community and what's going on. So we invite you to come out and join us. The meetings are at 7 o'clock on the third Tuesday of every month. Again, our website is cctaxpayers.com, and we invite you to join us there. Okay, well, that's about all the time we have for today's show, but I want to give you an update on exactly what happened at this meeting once it began. There were approximately 12 speakers, and only two of those were speaking for masks, and some of the most impactful speakers were a student and a PE teacher from Banker Elementary School, and both of them spoke against the mask, and they want the mask to be optional. So the PE teacher stated most of her students cannot do any activity without taking a break after 15 minutes due to the mask. Physical stamina has been greatly reduced because of them. And the student, because of social harms, depression, suicide, and the amount of time that teachers have to spend addressing the mask issues. So those were two of the comments. The superintendent of schools here recommended masks continue to be optional due to strain on teachers. Teacher survey was split 52-48% in favor of mandatory masks. So those are your teachers that are expressing their opinions. And of course, they I'd have to say the teachers' unions and big money out there are also guiding those agendas. So the vote was 3-4. Masks will be mandatory beginning on Monday until the next Board of Education meeting on January 20th, where the topic will be discussed again. And we'll try to keep you up to date and informed in the future as to how that goes. I'd also like to add that it appears that the majority vote was based on the present Omicron surge that's going on across the country, even though they acknowledge the variant is less harmful. So you can see that the constant fear factors that are introduced through mainstream media and some of the social media constantly bombarding people with how dangerous these things are. And true, there is a virus out there, and it can be bad, and it can be deadly. But we have had flu for many, many, many years, and this is very similar to the flu. And when you look at the statistics, the flu may even be worse. However, the statistics don't tell you the truth anymore, because if you look at the statistics now, it looks like the flu was eradicated this year, and all we had was coronavirus. And now we even have a new one that they've discovered, a combination of the flu and coronavirus, and they call it Flurona. So folks, use your common sense, do your own research, go out there. The science that they say they want you to follow, do that. But make sure you're looking at all the science that are coming from people on both sides of the political spectrum, and look at the qualifications of the people that are presenting that science, and go back and listen to what they've said over a period of time and how they flip-flop a lot of it and change their minds and their opinions, and use your own common sense. Make up your own mind based on your own research. And there's plenty of information out there. There's one group of over 500 doctors that are giving you total opposite of opinion of what you're hearing on mainstream media. So we urge you, go out and do your own research. Find out for yourself. Make up your own mind. Don't be forced by fear into doing what the government is telling you to do. Thank you again for tuning in to CCTA Wake Up Call. We hope you'll come back and join us again next week. We're on every Saturday morning at 6 a.m. and every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. and again on Sunday evenings at 8 p.m. Right here on 107.1 The Talk Station. Please come back and join us again next week.
It is useless to resist us.
People's homes are being ruined by these monsters.
It is useless to resist us.
From here, there is no escape.
It is useless to resist us.
I sure would like to get out of here.
Keep your dark glasses on and stay where you are.
The revolution is on.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.